I've always been resourceful, even before kids. My life requires it.
Are they ready?
Clementine asks, jumping up and down. Just hang on a sec, Tiny. I slap the final piece of duct tape on the hem of her jeans and then fold down the cuff. There. Now they're tailor-made for you. After handing them over to Clementine, I watch her pull the bright pink secondhand pants on her 4-year-old frame. Her smile is contagious. I knew she'd love them the moment I saw the pants on the rack at the thrift store, 2 sizes too big.
They're perfect, Mama!
She squeezes my neck tight and kisses my cheek, making me laugh. I tickle her until she's rolling on the floor in a heap of giggles. Now your grandma won't fuss about your pants dragging past your feet. I grab the tape and scissors and stand up from her bedroom floor. Now, where's your brother? We have to get going. My shift starts in a half hour.
Benny!
Tiny shouts, bounding out of her pink and purple bedroom, looking for her twin brother. I follow after her down the single hallway of our 3-bedroom rambler toward the kitchen. Built in the 1950s, it's solid and simple, and I still thank my lucky stars we were able to find this rental last year. We can't afford this, I'd said, looking back at Ledger, who had brought me here.
I got a raise, baby,
he said, eyes as green as pine trees. He pulled me into his arms and he kissed me hard and I laughed. 3 whole bedrooms, a backyard.